وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، وأسأل الله تعالى أن يرزقنا جميعا النية الحسنة. كنا في الحصة الماضية بدأنا بالكلام عن أنواع فرقة مختلفة، عن أنواع مختلفة من الفرقة، نكمل الكلام فيها إن شاء الله في هذه الحصة. In the past session, we started talking about different types of separation between the spouses. Let us in this session continue talking about the same subject. قبل هذا أريد أن أذكر لكم أمرين. Before this, let me mention two matters to you. الأمر الأول، أخبرني أحد إخواننا بأن امرأة من نحو هذا، من نحو سنتين حصل، كانت تصلي ففي الصلاة ينكشف بطن قدمها، بطن القدم ينكشف في خلال السجود، فرأت الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام في الرؤيا يقول لها استري ذلك الموضع في الصلاة، إذا صليت انتبهي إلى ستر ذلك الموضع. A sister, one of our brothers told me something. He said one of the sisters used to pray, and while she prayed, شو بطن القدم؟ The pads. Okay, pads you بس ولا the pad feet. When she prayed, the pads of her feet appeared. When she prayed, the pads of her feet, the bottom of the feet appeared when she made a sujood. So she saw the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in her dream telling her to take care of covering this part when she is praying, when she makes a sujood. So pay attention, sisters, to cover all what is needed to be covered when you pray. This is one issue. هذا شيء. الأمر الآخر، كما قلنا، فرقة الإيلاء تحسب طلقة رجعية. The other thing, as we said, the separation of إيلاء is considered one divorce, but in which the husband can return the wife back to the marriage during the iddah. So it is raj'iyya. أما الفسخ الذي هو بالإعسار بالنفقة، فكما قلنا هذا فسخ ولا يعد طلاقا، يعني ليس طلقة، لا يحسب طلقة، لكن فسخ العقد، يعني لا يرجعها في خلال العدة، لا يقول رجعتك إلى نكاحي فترجع. As for the separation because he is not able to support her, he does not bring her back to the marriage during the عدة. This is separation, and it is not counted one divorce. It is not counted a divorce. It is a separation. It is not counted a divorce. He cannot get her back during the iddah. Okay, is this clear? No, not, don't go with other details. If about this, go ahead. Excuse me. Yeah, she needs to serve al-iddah, of course.
I'm not clear about the difference between a separation.
A separation sometimes is not a divorce. It's not counted a divorce. So if the separation is not counted a divorce, if they are married again, then if he did not divorce her before that, he still has three divorces. If the iddah passes, she can marry to another person, and she can marry back to him. Or during the iddah, he can marry her again. Because it's his iddah, it's the iddah because of him. Go ahead, Ali. In what case, if this is not considered a divorce? In this case, they need to do a new marriage. Yeah. No, it is not a divorce. Okay. Let me give you an example. If the husband commits blasphemy and he does not go back to Islam until the iddah passes, what happens to the marriage? It's terminated. Is it a divorce? No. So sometimes the marriage is terminated without being the divorce, without the reason being the divorce.
هي طلقة رجعية. لا هي تعد طلقة تحسب طلقة حاجة. بس رجعية. مين بيشوف؟ لأنه منو طلاق هيدا فسخ. خلاص. بده عقد. إيه ما بيقدر يرجع بقوله رجعتك إلى نكاح. هذا صح هذيك صحيح بالردة شيء تاني بالردة يتبين أنه لم ينفسخ إذا رجع إلى الإسلام قبل العدة يتبين أنه لم ينفسخ لا ما أبو حنيش تفضل يا محمد.
I'm a little bit confused. Go I'll ahead. Be honest with you regarding when he needs العقد, when he does.
When in he some just cases, if they want to go back together, they need a new marriage contract. In some cases, they do not. It is enough for the man, for the husband to say, "I now bring you back to my to the marriage." Okay. In the case of al-ila, the separation because of al-ila, it is considered a divorce, but he can bring her back during the iddah. As for the separation because he is not able to support her, it is not considered a divorce, and he cannot bring her back by just saying, "I now bring you back to my marriage." They need a new marriage contract to get back together. Is it clear, Muhammad?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you start asking me questions now, we are not going to start the class. Allah yubariku fikum. So be patient. Let me say what I want to say, and we'll go back to the questions later. It is tempting to ask and 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 ask. But there is another way to learn, which is to acquire, to listen well, understand well what is said, study what you heard, and not just, يعني قد يقال, not just being amused by asking and hearing new things and getting happy with that, to study well what you acquired, and then later you hear the explanation of another book or a wider explanation of the same book, so you benefit more and you get more details, and then another book, and then another book. And personally, this is the way that I followed, and this is the way that I advised you to follow. Of course, sometimes one needs to ask, but I advise you to follow the second way. It's more beneficial for you. من أنواع الفرقة أيضا فرقة تسمى فرقة غرور معناه غره أبوها مثلا يعني وصفها بغير وصفها قال له مثلا بنتي بكر وكانت ثيبا فهذا إذا وجدها ثيبا بعد العقد هنا له أن يفارقها له أن يردها يقال لهذا فرقة غرور Another type of separation is the separation because of deceiving, if you want. Like if her father gave her to him in marriage with the condition that she is virgin, then after the marriage he discovers that she is not. In this case, he is entitled to breach the marriage contract. مثلا قال له زوجتك بنتي على أنها بكر. For example, he tells him, I now give you my daughter in marriage, knowing that or with the condition that she is virgin or I now give you my virgin daughter, so and so, in marriage. Something like that, deceiving him about this issue. وهناك فرقة يقال لها فرقة وطء بشبهة. يعني تشتبه على الرجل المرأة فيظنها زوجته فيطأها على ظن أنها زوجته فيتبين له بعد ذلك أنها ليست زوجته هذا يقال له وطء بشبهة There is something called in Arabic وطء بشبهة which means to have sexual intercourse with a woman with a woman that was mistook for his wife. He thought that this is his wife. So he had sexual intercourse with her, and later he discovered that this is not my wife. This was not my wife. This is called in Arabic, وَطْءٌ بِشُبْهَ فَلَوْ وَطِئَ أم زوجته بشبهة مثلا وقعت الفرقة بينه وبين زوجته. So if he has, because of this mistake, Because of this mistake, if he has sexual intercourse with his wife's mother, with the mother of his wife, then the marriage contract with his wife is breached. By that, it is breached. Automatically, it is breached. وَكَذَلِكَ لَوْ وَطِئَ بِنْتَهَا بِظَنِّ أَنَّهَا زَوْجَتُهُ. Likewise, if he has sexual intercourse with her daughter, thinking that she is his wife, then automatically the marriage contract is breached. وكذلك لو جامع الولد زوجة أبيه ظانا أنها زوجته. زوجته. Likewise, if the son has sexual intercourse with his father's wife, thinking that she is the son's wife, then automatically the marriage contract is breached. The marriage contract between the father and his wife. ينفسخ العقد بين الوالد وزوجته. هذا يقال له وطء بشبهة. This is called وطء بشبهة. والفرقة تحصل به. The separation, the breaching of the contract automatically happens when it happens. يحصل هذا يحصل يعني لا تظنوا أن هذا الشيء لا يحصل يحصل كل ليس كل البلاد فيها أضواء في الليل كهرباء في الليل ولا فيها ولا كل البلاد فيها بيوت منفصلة قد يحصل This might happen Not everywhere there are electricity at night, for example. It might happen. فسخ فسخ خلاص انتهى العقد بينهما.
كيف بده يتزوج؟
وهناك فرقة تحصل بسبب إسلام أحد الزوجين. And there is a separation that takes place because one of the two spouses embraces Islam. إذا كان رجل وامرأة غير كافرين متزوجين. If two non-Muslim spouses are married, ثم الزوج أسلمت, then the wife embraces Islam. في هذه الحال تعتزله يعني فورا. In this case, she does not let him have sexual intercourse with her. وتنتظر, and she waits. إن مرت العدة من غير أن يدخل هو في الإسلام انفسخ العقد بينهما. If the عدّة passes without him embracing Islam, then the marriage contract between them is breached. أما إن دخل في الإسلام قبل مرور العدّة في أثناء العدّة فالعقد فما زال بحاله ما زال زوجين لا يحتاجان إلى عقد جديد. Now, if he embraces Islam during the iddah, then they do not need a new marriage contract. They are still married without the need of a new marriage contract. أما لو أسلم الزوج فالأمر فيه تفصيل. Now, if the husband embraces Islam, There you have more details. إن لم تكن الزوجة نصرانية أو يهودية إن لم تكن نصرانية أو يهودية فنفس التفصيل ينطبق. يعني إن مضت العدة ولم تدخل الزوجة في الإسلام انفسخ العقد. إن أسلمت قبل انقضاء العدة فالعقد بحاله. If the wife is not a Christian or a Jew, then the same detail applies. If she does not embrace al-Islam until the iddah ends, then the marriage is terminated between them. If she embraces al-Islam before the iddah ends, then the marriage is still valid. أما إن كانت يهودية أو نصرانية فالعقد يبقى. Now if she is a Jewish woman or a Christian woman, then the marriage contract remains. If he embraces al-Islam, the marriage contract remains. ولو لم تدخل في الإسلام. Even if she does not embrace al-Islam. وهناك فرقة بالردة من أحدهما. Likewise, the separation can happen because if one of them commits blasphemy. إذا كان اثنان متزوجين, if two people are married, ثم ارتد أحدهما قبل الدخول بطل العقد. بمجرد الردة بطل العقد. And then one of them commits blasphemy before having the first sexual intercourse after marriage, before consuming the marriage. Consummating the marriage. You understood what I meant. Consuming the marriage. Before consummating the marriage, then the marriage contract ends by that. أما إذا كانت الردة بعد الدخول. Now if the blasphemy, if one of them apostatizes after the consummation of marriage. هنا ينظر. Here there are details. العقد في هذه الحال يصير موقوفا. ماذا نحكم على العقد؟ فسد أو لم يفسد؟ نتوقف في الحكم حتى نتبين أشياء. In this case, we stop judging on the marriage contract. Is it invalidated or not? We do not judge it as valid or not valid. We wait until some other issues happen. إن رجع إلى الإسلام الذي ارتد منهما في أثناء العدة يحكم بأن العقد ما زال مستمرا. If the one who committed blasphemy embraced al-Islam before the iddah ended, then the marriage contract would be judged by being still valid. إن مضت العدة ولم يرجع الذي ارتد منهما إلى الإسلام تبين أن العقد فسد من حين الردة. If the one who committed blasphemy did not embrace al-Islam until the iddah ended, then we know then it becomes clear that the marriage contract became invalid at the moment that he or she committed a riddah, committed blasphemy. Okay? This is how you judge the case. Of course, when any of them commits blasphemy, the other one stops sexual intercourse with the other spouse immediately, waiting to see what's going to happen. إذا عندما يقع هذا أحد الزوجين في الردة يصير العقد موقوفا، يعني نتوقف عن الآن لا يظهر حكم العقد، هل ما زال مستمرا أم لا؟ في هذه اللحظة لا يظهر حتى تتبين أشياء أخرى. الحكم على العقد يصير متوقفا على أمور أخرى. إن رجع إلى الإسلام في خلال العدة تبين أن العقد ما زال إيش مستمرا. إن لم يرجع إلى الإسلام حتى مضت العدة، انتهت العدة ولم يرجع إلى الإسلام، تبين أن العقد فسد من حين الردة. So when one of the two spouses commits blasphemy, at that moment it is not known. After consummation we are talking. At that moment it is not known whether the contract, the marriage contract, is still valid or not. Later, it will appear. How does that appear? If the one who committed a riddah, commits a riddah, embraces al-Islam, embraces back al-Islam, before the iddah ends, then it is clear now that the marriage contract is still valid. If the person does not embrace al-Islam until the iddah ends, so the iddah ends without him or her embracing al-Islam, then it becomes clear that the marriage contract was breached at the moment the spouse committed a riddah. لأنه ما عادت متيقنة أن العقد صالح. يا كيف لكان حرام عليها؟ كيف لكان؟ لأنه ارتد. نعم. They do not have sexual intercourse before the one who commits a riddah gets back to al-Islam during al-Iddah. If the other spouse allows has sexual intercourse, then this is haram. This is a sin. It's not lawful. يعني, the spouse considers the other one in like a stranger in the issue of having sexual intercourse, in the issue of being alone with the other spouse, and the like. طيب. كذلك هناك فرقة بملك أحد الزوجين للآخر. تحصل بسبب ملك أحد الزوجين للآخر. زوجان عبدان أو زوجان أحدهما عبد، ثم ملك الحر منهما العبد منهما، صار ملكا له كأن اشتراه مثلا. بهذا انفسخ العقد، بتملكه للآخر انفسخ العقد. Another type of separation is when one of the two spouses owns the other, which means one of them is a slave person and the other is a free person, whether it is the husband or the wife. And the free one owns, by one way or another, owns the slave one. Let's say the free one buys the slave one. In this case, immediately the marriage contract between them is terminated, is breached. One moment. Yes, go ahead.
About that last piece, are you saying that they were married before the ownership? And then
yeah, they were married before the ownership. And then one of them owns the other. طيب. وهناك فرقة يقال لها فرقة عدم الكفاءة. قلنا نصل إليها. معناه هناك صفات إن لم تكن متوفرة في الزوج فالولي زوج بنته البكر من غير أخذ رضاها، بغير رضاها، من واحد فيه صفة من هذه الصفات التي توجب عدم الكفاءة، عند ذلك الزواج يكون باطلا، العقد يكون باطلا. يعني هناك صفات إن لم تتوفر في الزوج فزوج الولي المجبر، يعني الأب أو الجد فقط هما الوليان المجبران، بنته البكر، البنت البكر، بغير رضاها من هذا الرجل الذي لا تتوفر فيه صفات الكفاءة، فالعقد عند ذلك باطل، ليس له، لا يكون صحيحا. خمس صفات إن فقدت واحدة منها يكون العقد باطلا. There is also a separation if the husband is considered unqualified. This means if the father or the grandfather give his daughter or granddaughter in marriage to someone else without her being accepting this marriage, without her permission, then if the husband does not satisfy five conditions, that are called the conditions of al-kafa'a, conditions of being qualified, then such marriage contract would be considered invalid. Invalid. الصفة الأولى السلامة من العيوب التي توجب الرد التي تثبت للرد المثبتة للرد السلامة من العيوب المثبتة للرد يعني أن لا إذا كان الزوج مثلا مجنونا أو مجذوما أو نحو ذلك فالعقد باطل ذكرنا خمسة عيوب أليس كذلك The first condition is for the husband to be free from any of the five defects that we mentioned earlier and we said that the wife can breach the contract if she discovers that he has any of them. So he has to be free of those five defects. الشرط الثاني الحرية أن يكون حرا ليس عبدا. The second condition is for the husband to be a free man, not a slave man. الشرط الثالث النسب فلو كانت قرشية وهو ليس قرشيا فليس للأب أو للجد إجبارها ولو كانت عربية وهو ليس عربيا فليس للجد أو للأب إجبارها The third condition is the lineage. If she was from the tribe of Quraysh and he was not from the tribe of Quraysh, then the father or the grandfather cannot enforce the marriage without her permission. If she was an Arab person, and the husband was not an Arab person, then the father or the grandfather cannot enforce the marriage contract. الشرط الرابع العفة يعني الدين والصلاح الفاسق ليس كفئا لامرأة عفيفة The fourth condition is to be upright. If she is an upright person, then an enormous sinner is not a match for her. Her father or her grandfather cannot enforce such the marriage contract in this case. والخامس الحرفة صناعته من أيش يتكسب فإذا كان هو صاحب حرفة دنيئة من الحرف التي تعد دنيئة وهي بنت إنسان حرفته ليست كذلك فلا يكون كفئا لها مثلا الكناس ليس كفئا لبنت الخياط مثلا لأن حرفة الكناس أوضع حرفة دنيئة فليس كفئا لبنت الخياط The fifth condition is his job There are certain jobs that are considered let's say They are not with a lower status. let's say. Like if someone... sweeper? Okay, if someone works as a sweeper, he wouldn't be considered qualified in this meaning to the daughter of a tailor, for example. Or the daughter of a أو بنت تاجر, or the daughter of a trader, for example. والتاجر لا يعد كفءا لبنت العالم التقي يعني أو القاضي الشرعي التقي. Likewise, the trader, for example, in this meaning, is not considered qualified to marry the daughter of a scholar. I mean, a pious religious scholar or a pious religious judge, which means her father or her grandfather cannot enforce the marriage, cannot force her to marry such a man in this case. هلا ما قلته ليس معناه انه لا شيء قبيح أن يتزوج ابن التاجر بنت العالم, لا, لكن إن لم ترضى فليس له ما إجبارها. هذا هو. What I said does not mean that, for example, it is not a good thing for a trader to marry the daughter of a scholar. No. What's meant is if she does not accept, then her father cannot force her. Is it clear? وهناك فرقة أخرى أيضا, وهي فرقة انتقال أحد الزوجين من دين إلى آخر. يعني هذه الأيام ليس نتركه هذا. وهناك فرقة أخرى التي هي فرقة الرضاع, وهي let me tell you something. Do you remember what I told you before, that what counts first is the piety? So this is what we already said does not contradict with that. Okay? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told, do you remember I told you about a woman that asked the opinion of the Prophet about two people who asked her for marriage, and he said, this one cannot sustain you, and the other one, he hits a woman, marry a third one. Okay, but this woman was a woman of marriage. She was an Arab, And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام advised her to marry the son of an ex-slave. So what counts, really what counts first is the piety. But what we talked about is if she does not want, because the groom has one of those or misses one of those criteria, then the father cannot force her. Okay, is it clear? But what counts first is piety, and this is what we say. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told his cousin Zainab bint Jahsh to marry an ex-slave, and she did out of obedience to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. With time, he complained to the Prophet. He wanted to divorce her. He did not feel in ease with her. And the Prophet told him to be patient, one time after another. Why? Because it was revealed to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that she will become his wife. So the Prophet told him to be patient one time after another. And then that man kept coming back to the Prophet and complaining. So the Prophet told him to divorce her. And this person was owned by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Then the Prophet freed him and adopted him. Before, adoption was prohibited. So then Allah Ta'ala ordered the Prophet to marry this woman, to make it clear to everyone that adoption is not valid in the rules of the religion, to the extent that the Prophet married the wife of foster son, the one whom he adopted first. So anyway, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told his cousin to marry this ex-slave because he was a person of merit. Not just that, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, at one time he appointed him to lead an army that included companions among the highest, those who had the highest ranks among the companions. Abu Bakr was in that army, and Umar was in that army. And he appointed Zayd, his name is Zayd. He appointed his son, Usama, the son of Zayd, his son, as the leader of the army, although he was a very young man, to lead the army in which Abu Bakr, that included Abu Bakr and Umar, among others. Because what counts is, first is the piety and the ability of the person. But those conditions need to be fulfilled for the father or the grandfather to enforce the marriage contract. That's what it is. And another thing, let me draw your attention about another thing. We talked in the past days, today, and we will talk, inshallah, in the coming days, about different types of dealings. Yani, even if you like it, we are not keeping continue talking about marriage and divorce, and we'll talk about other issues, inshallah, other dealings the coming days. But let me draw your attention. We are talking here about the religious judgments pertaining to those issues. And this does not mean inviting any one of you to break the laws of any country where you live. Is it clear? We are just talking about what is the rule in the religion about those issues. And you know, each one of us lives in an area where there are certain laws that are enforced. So I am not inviting any one of you to put himself into troubles or others into troubles. I think this is clear. Okay. Tafadhal. No, Brother Muhammad, you had a question. Yeah, go ahead.
Even though
he is pious,
the piety is there, that you know, is that objection?
What does he mean by his family? Do you refer to one of the things that we mentioned? For example, his job is.
No, I mean the nasab.
What do you mean by nasab here? Because it's very. It is.
To make it clear.
Critical. يعني, it's not.
To make it clear, for example, they came from the same country.
Okay.
What is called country now.
Yeah.
But, you know, where they came from, for example, the tribes are different.
Okay.
For example, he claims that his tribe is from Arab tribe,
okay,
which is goes back to, you know what I mean, so and so, or Quraysh.
Okay.
Or,
okay.
But this man is from his tribe. It is not from there and is other than Arab tribes.
Yeah.
So on that issue, he says,
no.
I object, no, even though the bias is there.
Then his
and the daughter wants, for example, that marriage, to marry that man.
Then his objection has an effect.
Thank you very much.
Because it goes back to one of those criteria that we mentioned. Yeah. She needs to convince him. If she cannot, then his objection affects the issue.
Barakallah.
Wafiq, yani, even if they go to the judge cannot make the contract in this case. Because the father is relying on a valid reason to say no. Because sometimes, even if the piety is there, if she marries someone, why do the parents say no sometimes? in a case like that, because they know that they are going to face socially a big difficulty in their community, and that is taking in consideration in the religion, because they are going to face difficulties, the parents and the spouses in the community, and this is why it is taken in consideration in the religion.
To go back, that uh-huh. case might even, you know, in, for example, some places in Africa, especially in East Africa, that might cause, for example, war between two tribes, because this tribe claims we don't marry from the other because or. Yeah. The, you know, but, the nasab.
But here you need to be careful. Because you have two things. You have one thing that we mentioned, and you have another thing, which is al-asabiyya.
Yes.
Which is to support the person of my tribe, whether he is wrong or right, in all cases, because he's among my tribe, and some of them, they think they are better than others just because they are from that tribe, this is dangerous. This is a very filthy issue. This issue is a very filthy issue. Even the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, دعوها فإنها منتنة. Leave it out. It is very filthy. He said something else also about this issue. So this is very filthy. But as we said, and as you said, sometimes going into that causes a lot of difficulties, and this is why this is taken in consideration in the religion.
Yes, Sheikhana, it happened because when the, for example, the father objects that marriage, this guy goes back to his family, and you know the family starts from there. Why he do that? Why they treating us less than this and goes on war.
Yeah, sometimes this is how it happens. Subhanallah. Naam. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Tafaddali. Tafasil mazhab al-Hanafi. Hala ana man zakka. No, this is an example. Shudana. Mihnatuhu huwa. Khalatti shagltain. Nasab bil mihna. Na'i wahdi min itnain. لا مهنته هو ولو هذا لا ولو كان هذا لا ينقص قدره في هذا. طيب ثم هناك فرقة هي فرقة رضاع. Another type of separation, and this is the last one that we are going to talk about. There are more. We'll talk about this one, which is a separation because of breastfeeding. إذا تزوج اثنان ثم تبين بعد الزواج أنهما أخوان بالرضاع. هنا ينفسخ العقد. تبين انفساخ العقد. If two people marry and then later it becomes clear for them that they are breastfeeding siblings. And they later they know that they are siblings by breastfeeding, by nursing. Then the marriage contract is terminated. إيش معنى أن يكون اثنان أخوين بالرضاع؟ What does it mean for two people to be siblings in nursing or breastfeeding? إذا أرضعت امرأة ولدا وكان سنه في الحولين ليس أكثر من سنتين أرضعته خمس رضعات متفرقات هنا يصير هذا الولد ولدها بالرضاع وأولادها كلهم يصيرون إخوته بالرضاع أولادها الموجودين الآن والذين تلدهم في المستقبل يصيرون إخوته بالرضاع. If a woman breastfeeds a child that is not older than 2 years, 5 different times, to lunar years, okay, 5 different times, then this child becomes her child by breastfeeding. And all her children, the ones that exist now, or the ones that she gives birth to them later, all her children, they become his siblings from breastfeeding. Or because of breastfeeding. And she becomes the mother of this child by breastfeeding. يعني صارت محرما عليه وصاروا محارم عليه. Which means she becomes محرم to him, unmarriageable for him, and the other, and the children, the female children, the females among her children, or the males, depending on the gender of the child that she breastfeeds, are considered unmarriageable for her. يعني وزوجها صاحب الحليب يصير والده بالرضاع. And likewise, her husband, the one who caused her milk, becomes the father of this child by breastfeeding. وأختها تصير خالته بالرضاع. And her sister becomes the child's aunt by breastfeeding. وأخت زوجها تصير عمته بالرضاع. And the sister of her husband becomes the child's aunt also by breastfeeding. وأولاد إخوته بالرضاع أيضا يصيرون محارم له. Likewise, يكون هو عمهم أو خالهم بالرضاع. The children of his siblings by breastfeeding, he would be considered their uncle. He would be considered the uncle of the children of his siblings by breastfeeding. وأم التي أرضعته تصير جدته بالرضاع. And وأبوها جده. وأبو زوجها جده. وأم زوجها جدته. Likewise, the father of the one who breastfed him became his grandfather. Her mother, his grandmother. The father of her husband is also his grandfather. The mother of her husband is also his grandmother by breastfeeding. فإذا تبين لشخص أنه وزوجته أخوان من الرضاع تبين انفساخ العقد بينهما. If someone at one point of time discovers that he and his wife are siblings by breastfeeding, then the marriage contract is terminated there. They did not commit a sin because they did not know. But now they know, so from now on they know that there is no marriage contract between them. أما ما كان دون الخمس الرضاع الذي هو أقل من خمس رضعات فلا يحرم. Now if a woman breastfeeds a child one time or two times, this does not make the child her child by breastfeeding because it is less than five. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال لا تحرم المصة والمصتان, as it was mentioned specifically by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, that if the child breastfeeds once or twice from a woman, this does not make the child her child by breastfeeding. هذا الحديث رواه مسلم. This hadith is narrated by Muslim. أولا كان الشرط عشر رضعات للتحريم من الرضاع, ثم نسخ ذلك بخمس. First, the rule was that there is a need for 10 different times for the child to breastfeed, 10 different times to become the woman's child by breastfeeding. But later, this rule was abrogated, changed. And the new rule was that 5 times are enough for that. طيب خلونا نقف هنا. أي بعد شيء, أما إذا كان الذي يرضع فوق السنتين فهذا الرضاع لا يحرم. Now if the one who the child who breastfeeds if he is older than 2 years, 2 lunar years, this breastfeeding does not make him a mahram to the woman who breastfeeds him. This does not make him her child by breastfeeding. وليس شرطا في الرضاع يعني أن يضع فمه على ثديها, لا, لو جمع حليبها في إناء ثم سقي للولد 5 مرات متفرقات حصلت المحرمية. And for this, for the child to be her child by breastfeeding, it does not have to be by him putting his mouth on her breast physically. If her milk is gathered and then given to the child in 5 different times, then this would be enough for the child to become her child by breastfeeding. طيب نكتفي بهذا الآن. Let us stop here for now. Wallahu a'lam. Allah knows best. Tafaddal Ali. شو هي محمود؟ Go ahead. تفضل محمود. ماشي. تفضل. تفضل محمود. تفضل. في شوة؟ لا. هذا ليس رحما. This is not a kinship. This is not a kinship. تفضل علي. In both cases.
But if the father doesn't accept in the first place, then she doesn't get married, right?
What it means, if the father does not accept, in this case, she cannot go to the judge and tell him, marry us. My father does not want to marry, for me to get married without a valid reason. No, here she cannot say without a valid reason. تفضل حاجة. نبلش بأول واحد. إيه. لا. الزنا شيء آخر. لا المقصود بزوجة والده يعني غير أمه. هذا المراد بزوجة والده. أما من السائل هالسؤال؟ ما خاطب لي. إيه.
إذا كان
لا من حيث الصنعة بأبي البنت.
يعني إذا كان الرجل والأب البنت نيناتهم كناسين والبنت طبيبة أو هل بيعتبر كفؤ لها؟
بسأل إن شاء الله.
وبالنسبة إذا رجل بده يزوج بنته بمن ليس كفؤ لها إذا وافقت.
إن وافقت صح.
طيب بس إذا وافقت يعني كيف الموافقة؟ يعني إذا ضغطوا عليها أهلها ترغيب وترهيب ويضغطوا عليها حتى قالت طيب، بس هي بينها وبين نفسها ما أنا مقتنعة لحتى تخلص من الضغوطات.
قالت بالإكراه أم برضاها؟
يعني ما قالوا لها حنقتلك إذا ما بس
ما بس حنقتلك حنحبسك مثلا؟
قد
لا، ما أحيانا الإكراه في بعض المواضع يكون بغير القتل. إذا كان بغير إكراه هي قبلت، ما حدا أكرهها، إن قبلت صح.
وإذا اكتشف الزوجان أنه عندهم أنه أخوة بالرضاع،
إيه؟
وكان عندهم أولاد
ينسبون إليهما.
وبعد في سؤال، إذا إنسان تعلم شرع،
إيه؟
وبعدين بعد مدة سنة أو سنتين تعلم مسألة جديدة ما كان عارفها أنها كفر،
إيه؟
وهو كان وقع فيها لهذه المسألة،
إيه؟
هلا معاشرته لزوجته خلال كل هالمدة تعتبر الزنا،
إيه؟
ومن الكبائر الذنوب عليه،
إيه؟ بارك الله فيك. Go ahead. يلا. إيه؟ لا، إذا كان منقطع النسب انتهى. ما أسأل إن شاء الله. أسأل هل ينظر إلى الأم هنا أو أسأل إن شاء الله. تفضل وائد.
ما ذكرنا من شرط النسب هل ينطبق على غير العربية؟ مثلا كانت صينية مثلا فأراد أبوها أن يزوجها لشخص يعني من
النسب. عندما يقال النسب ليس معناه البلد الذي يسكنه الإنسان. نسب له علاقة بالدم. بالدم بالقبيلة هكذا النسب.
يعني هذا ليس خاصا بال
ليس النسب ليس معنى the lineage does not refer to where the person lives, it refers to the blood lineage, to his ancestors, to the that's what it refers to. It does not refer to the place. So when you talk about lineage, you do not talk, for example, about what people living in this area or that area. المثال الذي أعطيته إلى هنا لا أريد أن أتوسع فيه أكثر. بعدين نتوسع أكثر. الله إن شاء الله. الله يبارك فيك يا رائد. I don't want to go farther. يعني I don't want to go now about farther details. You will take farther details later, إن شاء الله تعالى. Step by step. إن شاء الله.
Very. If somebody later on, let's say, if somebody has a cancer or heart disease or a disease that does not tarju shifa.
No. This is not counted among those defects.
If he later this.
So if someone has a heart problem and he marries a woman that does not know about that, or a woman that has a heart problem and she marries a man that does not know about that, and later the other spouse discovers this, this does not affect the marriage. It's not one of the five defects. ولا سمع انه يلزم انا ما سمع خمس رضعات يعني معناه ان يدخل الى جوفه
بركي ما نزل حليب
بكون ما صارت وضع. When I'm saying to breastfeed five times, it means for the child to swallow the milk. If no milk came out, then it's not counted. What counts is to swallow the milk. Yeah, تفضل ربيع. هي هذا الذي أذكره. تفضل حاج. تفضل.
إذا واحدة دخلت في الإسلام
نعم
وزوجها ما دخل في الإسلام هل عليها تترك البيت لحتى
يعني لا أيضا مثل ما حكينا بحال الردة كأنه ليس زوجها
فهل
إلى أن تمضي العدة
مشان
أو يسلم قبل لا تختلي به
يعني تخرج من البيت يعني ما لا تبقى
لا ما شرط لا تختلي به
وقلت إذا دخل إذا الزوجة دخلت في الإسلام وانتظرت حتى
العدة المرأة تمضيها في بيت الزوج الزوج يخرج الرجل يخرج عادة العدة هكذا
يعني المهم يكون بنفس البيت هكذا
بعدين بنيجي لها التفاصيل
بعد سؤال قلت إذا دخل إذا الزوجة دخلت في الإسلام وانتظرت حتى مرور العدة دخل زوجها لا يحتاجان لعقد لا يحتاجان
لا يحتاج
لأنه يبقى العقد اللي كان من دينهم الأصلي
صح يكفي ذاك كفى يعتبران متزوجين أحمد go ahead
and the question about the female being forced is this for both types of women the non virgin and the virgin
no virgin only virgin
barakallahu feek one other question
go ahead
the breastfeeding couple they didn't know they were related and they had a child from this situation what would be the case
This is a lawful child.
Barakallahu
feek. He would be considered his child because they did not know. And he has to support the child. It's his child.
تفضل يا موليد. الله وحده بدها تسمع الجواب.
بدك يا
مولاي. وحده رضعت ولد صغير.
نعم.
صارت هي امه بالرضاعه وزوجها ابوه بالرضاعه. هذا الزوج اتزوج وحده ثانيه. هذه الثانيه في لها علاقه اشي للولد؟
قصدك محرم عليها؟ No, I will not give an answer. Sorry.
Is it an enormous sin? You said it. Well, is it an enormous sin for a wife to leave the house without the husband's permission, without a valid excuse? Is this if he prohibits her from leaving the house? Is it if he prohibits her from leaving the house in the first place, or?
Yeah. For example, he tells her, you don't go out.
Okay. Yeah. Then this is okay. And also for the cases for the wife to breach the marriage if she finds something in her husband, are the first three the same as the?
I didn't hear you well.
If the wife, she could breach a marriage contract based on five things.
Okay.
Are the first three things, the madness and the other two, are they the same as what the husband would have?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Sammy.
ثم بعد ذلك علم أنهما أختان في الرضاع.
ما لا أذكر أنني سمعت هذه المسألة قبل. طلعوا لي مسألة. شو الشافعي قدامكم؟ تفضلي. Go ahead.
Case where the slave person owns the spouse. Is it a condition that they bought that spouse, or say the free spouse is given the slave spouse by the owner?
It's not a condition that the free spouse buys the other spouse.
So even if they're given it, the marriage contract is broken?
If it is given, if she or he is given to the other one as a gift, then this invalidates the marriage contract. This breaches the marriage contract.
If the sibling is, if they get married and have children, as the brother, as you say, they will be related to him, not to her?
No, to both. Yani they would be considered the children of both of them.
But even though they separated?
Even after separation. Because they did not know. Barakallahu feek. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Fadl.
Yeah, Sheikh, you said for someone to be considered a breastfeeding child, you said five times. You mean five different occasions or five times to move the head back and forth on that same breastfeeding?
No, in a way that it is considered by the norm that they are five different times.
Okay.
Sometimes the child gathers the milk in his mouth, and then he starts swallowing it, and then he gets back to breastfeed. This is considered one time. Okay, I have a question here. If the woman married a man, then later they found out that he is an enormous sinner, what she should do? She should try to... How do you say it? Work on him? She tries to advise him. She does what she needs to do, what she can do to make him become a better person. She makes dua to Allah so he becomes better. She cannot ask for divorce because of that. And she does not help him to commit any sin. She is not allowed to help him to commit any sin. تفضل.
زوجين. إنه في إذا الامرأة أسلمت.
نعم.
وخلال العدة أسلم الرجل.
نعم.
ذكرت إنه في هاي الحالة العقد بحاله.
نعم.
أي عقد؟
الذي بينهما، ما هما كانا متزوجين.
هم أصلا ما كانوا مسلمين.
لكن متزوجين. كلامنا عن الزوجين. زواج الكفار فيما بينهم الذي يعتبرونه زواجا، نحن نعتبره زواجا. What the non-Muslims consider as a marriage contract between themselves, we consider it also as a marriage contract between themselves.
مثلا بفسخ بفرقة الغرور وهيك، لما يفسخ العقد شو بيتوقف عليه من نفقة؟ ويعني مثلا إذا صار إنه يعني دخل بها وكان مثلا المهر وكذا، هل بعده بده يعني بتحط
لكن المهر وأشياء بتجي معنا إن شاء الله. إن شاء الله. تفضل فوزي. أي حاجة بعد ما يقول فوزي.
Sheikh Samir, in case of what Bishubha, is there a case that a man cooperate with his daughter thinking
that she wife? Is his wife?
Uh-huh. Is there a case also?
I want to recheck the case.
Barakallahu feek.
Before answering. Wafiq.
In case of a woman become a mother by breastfeeding, if she married more than one husband,
okay,
all of her children become brothers and sisters for the one she breastfeeds.
All of her children.
Her children.
Yeah.
Even though on different.
Yes, husbands. Even if they are from different husbands.
Barakallahu feekum.
Wafiq. But the one who becomes the child. Father, the child's father by breastfeeding is the one that the milk occurred because of him. Okay? Okay, I have a question here about someone who arranged a marriage contract for his daughter, and the husband was in another country, so she did not see him. She saw his picture, and based on some information, she accepted for the marriage contract to be conducted. Well, if the marriage contract is conducted in the proper way, then she becomes his wife. Even if she did not see him before that, she becomes his wife.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And if the girl have an more religion sufficient, and it is a tribe disbasing in other the people. Do you according to her and disbasing the people, disbasing, or can marriage if you need?
If the girl is no, you cannot marry. One cannot marry a woman without a guardian. And if her father is qualified to be her guardian, then he is her guardian.
Yeah.
Then there is a need that he conducts with you the marriage contract.
Yeah.
It is not enough for her to say, I now give you myself in marriage.
And other question, if I divorced my wife, then they finished the udda. After that, if you need to and back, do you need an mahalal, or I come back without mahalal?
No, you need a wali for her to conduct the marriage contract. Yeah. Even if she was your wife before,
yeah,
but still the next time, still you need a wali to conduct the marriage contract.
Thank you, Sheikh.
You're welcome. If he's away, far away, if he is away or he is busy, he can authorize someone else to conduct the marriage contract on his behalf. Alaykum as-salam.
In the situation where there's two non-Muslims married, and then say the husband embraces Islam, and then within the iddah, the wife embraces Islam, does he then owe her something? Anything? Does he have to, like...
You mean for al-mahar, does he? I did not hear that he owns her anything. I will review the case, inshallah. Yalla, go ahead. This is the last question. Alaykum as-salam.
إذا قالت الزوجة للزوج لا أريد أن أكون معك لماذا أنت معي هل هذا كطلب الطلاق؟
ماذا تعني لا أريد أن أكون معك؟
يعني لا أريد أن أكون معك يعني في الrelationship.
What does she mean?
يعني letting him know how she feels about the situation.
Doesn't this mean I want divorce?
ممكن. Maybe she's telling him that so he can make the decision, you know, so she doesn't fall into that sin of asking directly for him.
Doesn't he understand that?
إيه لكن إذا تغير سلوكه ممكن هي تريد أن تبقى.
No, she can say it in another way. She can say you are not acting in a proper way. The way you are acting makes it difficult for me, makes our life difficult together. She can say it this way to encourage him to change his behaviors. وهو بيعرف انه عم تمزح هلا هو ما بيتأذى هون لكن بسأل ان شاء الله بارك الله فيكم خلونا نهلل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم بارك الله فيكم